prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back. It's been a while off the air. I'm back, and I'm blacker than ever. If you've seen any of my Facebook posts of our trip to Mexico, you know what I'm talking about. There's no doubt about it. I get really, really, really dark in the sun. So we had some fun, but we'll talk about that on Casual Friday. We have our first show since the vacation. I'm going to start out with the Blueprint Power Hour in just a moment with Coach Rob Regish. And then we're going to be joined by Peter Rouse, who attended the Skoll World Forum. There are people out there who are really trying hard to find solutions to sustainability on this planet. And Peter Rouse attended, and he's going to be reporting what they talked about and some of the things that are emerging. But that's a little bit later in the show, so hope you can stay tuned for that. And let's play.
Calling all Blueprint Army, fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
How you doing, Rob?
Doing great, man. It's finally warming up here.
Oh, here too, man. We've had some beautiful weather. This weekend, we worked in the yard. I went out and bought a new gas grill. I can't believe there's a company out there called NextGen. Their gas grills are one-third the price of Weber or KitchenAid or any of the other gas grills out there. It's just unbelievable, the pricing of it. It's just
sounds like a sponsor to me.
I wish I could get them as a sponsor. They make a great product, so we got one of those. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I got three big announcements.
Let's hear it.
To make. Not one, but three. First things first, though, I want to give a shout-out to SHR listener and good friend Frank Robles. You know, despite not knowing me at all at the time, Frank heard that I was pretty much at my lowest point, took the time to reach out to me and let me know I wasn't alone or forgotten. You know, up until then, I was never a man of faith, so to speak, but I am now, and in the truth, so to speak, thanks to Frank. Second, real big news, I got the Turbo 20 webinar once again available. It's going to happen tomorrow. So if you go to CoachRobRegish.com/webinar, you can register, it's scheduled for tomorrow, Wednesday the 12th, at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific. For everyone that wants to add a visible 20 pounds of muscle in 20 days, go to CoachRobRegish.com/webinar right now and watch the jaws drop after you try it. And then finally, probably the biggest news of all, the new Tranquilogen second generation is here.
Bingo.
Yep, it's been upgraded and reformulated with a whopper dose of ashwagandha, shown to both increase test and decrease cortisol significantly, among other things. I mean, you really got to check out the research on this stuff. So by lowering cortisol, TQ, tips the scales in anabolism's favor, and it tees the body up for more muscle and less fat. That's something we often forget about, right? We're always focused on test boosters, but that anti-catabolic benefit is particularly important as time marches on and absolutely crucial if you're in hard training.
Yeah.
So Tranquilogen.com for more information.
How do you spell Tranquilogen for those out there who are...
Yeah, good question. TRANQUILOGEN.com.
Tranquilogen.
Tranquilogen.
There you go.
Great stuff.
Gorsuch.
Yeah.
They've been mispronouncing our new justice, his last name, for months. Everybody in the media has been mispronouncing. I just think it's funny that when he was sworn in, he pronounced his own name, and everybody was like, is that his name?
Who
I didn't know that. Gorsuch, the new Supreme Court that was just put on the Supreme Court. It was just interesting. No one pronounced his name right. All right, so here we go. We have a question from Stephen Dunn. He says, I like the high-voltage pre-workouts on the market. Currently using something called Cracked Out. Could you elaborate on the formula? It really gets me going. Cracked Out. Wow.
you know, this stuff, it's probably the ultimate example of what I would call newbie bait, which is, it's a high-stim formula marketed as quote-unquote too strong for the average user. So beyond the pandering to the lowest common denominator, the formula is all wrong. So a company called Pharma Legal makes this garbage. And now here's why I say that, because that's strong language, right? But hear me out. The formula consists of the following. It's a prop blend. 3.7 grams total of beta-alanine, creatine, taurine, caffeine, dimethylphenylamine, oxygold, ephedra nevidensis, Russian targon, L-norvaline, and Rowalfia extract. So that's, you know, the first thing you notice there is it's 3.7 grams total of 10 ingredients. So even if you assume a gram a piece for beta-alanine, creatine, and taurine, you know, those are still way underdosed. You know, the next ingredient is caffeine anhydrous, and I'm betting it's in there in the dosage of at least 300 milligrams.
Oh, probably, that's a lot of caffeine in one
yeah,
shot.
Yeah, probably more like four. That is more than enough to negate any benefits creatine would have, even in the event creatine was dosed effectively, which it isn't. The dimethyl ethanolamine is, it might sound new to folks, it's a relative of DMAE, although it isn't specified how much is in there, and it's marginal, I think, to begin with. Oxygold purports to be rich in fulvic acids, but none of the other ingredients need absorption enhancers, which fulvic acids are generally present for. And this is the biggest one that really gets me. Ephedra nevidensis from the leaf. You know, this one is really good for a laugh because the uneducated will see ephedra and think they've scored the super effective long band super stimulant.
Well, you know, but that, you'd have to ask yourself, how could something that has been banned be in there if you're not intelligent enough if you believe that they're slipping something by?
Right. You know, the reality is there is zero zilch nada ephedrine alkaloids in the leaf. They're actually in the stem. So completely inert ingredient. No stimulant properties to it whatsoever.
If there was any stimulant property to that ephedra component, the FDA wouldn't allow it on the market, and they would be banned. The product would be banned immediately.
And the owners would probably be in prison because they're fond of setting an example.
Yeah.
So, you know, the list continues. Russian targon, you know, that has some good research behind it insofar as boosting creatine intake or utilization. But again, not specified how much is in there. Even if there were enough, there isn't enough creatine to exert an effect. And even then, you know, nullified by the high caffeine dose. The list just goes on. Norvaline, citrulline, you know, none of this stuff is included at meaningful dosages. And then finally, they include Rowalfia, which is a god-awful, you know, it's god-awful Yohimbe. And with that caffeine dose, it's going to have the effect of making your skin crawl.
Yeah, you got to be all sweaty and clammy feeling.
Yeah, it's also, and this is ironic, I guess, but it's a vasoconstrictor in most tissues, working against any nitric oxide effects. So worst of all, this product and products like it result in a massive increase in cortisol. And now there is one truthful element to this product, and that's the name. If you want the muscles of a crack addict, this product's for you. Otherwise, you know, wise up and leave this stuff on the shelf. You're going to wind up with less muscle on your frame, not more.
But, Rob, tell us how you really feel about the product.
Garbage. I really despise the people behind this kind of stuff. Awful.
Yeah, they're pandering. They're pandering to people who just, like you yeah. said, the newcomer will try this product, and they'll feel something. They'll be like, oh, my God, this stuff's unbelievable. Yeah, I mean, just buy caffeine anhydrous and take 300 milligrams of that, and you'll feel the same way.
And you get pennies on the dollar.
Yeah, yeah, you buy by the kilo. All right, Timothy Wells says, hey, Rob, new SHR listener and love the show. What do you think of a product called Leptogen? It's advertised heavily online and looks like a great fat burner.
You know, according to multiple sources, this stuff generates over 40,000 web searches a month. And understand, though, that's a testament to its advertising, not the effectiveness of the formula. Now, it's worth noting that years ago, there was a very well-thought-out product going by this name.
Really?
Yeah,
how long? How long ago?
Labs, you remember them?
Say who?
Avant Labs.
Oh, yeah. What's his name over there? I can't think of his
Caleb
name.
Caleb Stone.
Yeah, Caleb. Caleb Stone, yeah.
Caleb, had some great formulas, but, this leptogen is absolute junk in comparison for the following reasons. You're looking at three ingredients in this stuff, one of which is green tea extract. You know, that green tea is something that may help with weight loss. However, the best quality branded version of that is something called Tevigo, made by a company called DSM. That contains very high levels of the active ingredient EGCG with the least amount of impurities. Hmm. Now, they don't specify on the label anywhere where they're using Tevigo. So I have to assume it's probably a lesser quality green tea. The second ingredient in leptogen is something called Meritrim. That's another branded ingredient made by a company called Lonza. Now, that does have some decent research behind it, but to see significant results, you've got to take it twice a day for 4 months. And a bottle of leptogen is $109 on Amazon for a one-month supply. Therefore, you would have to spend around $400 on this product to get that effective dose. Now, interestingly, Life Extension makes a supplement that also contains Meritrim, but it's $29.25. So you get the same dose of Meritrim, 400 milligrams, but at a much lower price. And then the final ingredient in there is chromium picolinate. You know, this was in large part a fad supplement years ago. So some companies still use it. Studies looking at it have basically shown chromium picolinate doesn't help with any significant amount of weight loss. So here's the bottom line. For $109, you are really going to get taken to the cleaners and probably wind up just as fat for following this one hook, line, and sinker. Stay away, far away from this junk.
Yeah. Chromium picolinate, first of all, accumulates. So you don't have to take it every day. You have to take it for a period of time, and then you can stop taking it literally for a year or two.
Right.
Because it bioaccumulates. It's not excreted easily from the body. And really, Adele Moussa and I talked about this a few years ago. If you take 300 micrograms of chromium picolinate a day, probably for a month, month and a half, you're done. You're done. And it does appear to help shuttle glucose into cells through the GLUT4 receptor as opposed to insulin. So it doesn't.
It's not inert.
Yeah, but it doesn't affect insulin sensitivity like a lot of people sell it. They say, oh, it's an insulin sensitizer. No, it's not.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and let's take our break. And sure. When we come back, we've got plenty more questions. Who's the next question from? Let's see here. It looks like the next question is from Pat Tanaka. I think I'm right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoCana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoCana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoCana banner ad today.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing, so our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Brought to you by FastMuscleBook.com, CoachRobReggish.com. Let me see, what am I missing? Tranquiligen.com.
Yeah.
It brought to you by the Internet of Building Muscle. There you go.
You got it.
So Pat Tanaka says, I'm getting really serious about leaning out this summer. What do you think about CLA, conjugated linoleic acid? Should I go with the CIS-9, the trans-11 isomer, or the trans-9 CIS-12 isomer?
Well, this is just my take, but just for background, CLA was a popular ingredient, still is, used by some supplement companies in their weight loss products. It was originally pushed, believe it or not, by Bill Phillips, his bodybuilding supplement review, circa the mid-90s. Tonalin is the most popular brand. If you go to tonalin.com, you'll see how the website markets the product, you know, as this powerful weight loss ingredient. It looks great in studies. I mean, almost too good to be true great. Not only do lab animals lose fat, they gain muscle. So it wasn't long before CLA was everywhere. And the target market, to me anyway, now appears to be overweight housewives. You can find it in virtually any drugstore or health food shop. The reality is this. CLA is a very weak fat loss ingredient. As a matter of fact, I spoke out against it in the Blueprint Blueprint Bulletin over 4 years ago, rightfully, I believe, calling it a scam. How do I know? You know, I used liberal amounts of it. I corresponded with dozens of people that did the same, and I observed the board feedback over many months. It followed the usual pattern, which was this. People get excited and work, you know, extra hard at dieting and exercising to lose fat while concurrently using the quote-unquote new CLA. You know, some people did lose fat, but nothing what I'd consider beyond training and diet alone. You know, if you've been around for a while, you know what to look for. And sure enough, you know, the most recent meta-analysis, where researchers look at all the studies done on it over time, shows that CLA works in animals, but not in humans. It's just another scam, and like leptogen, an expensive one at that. I would stay far away from it.
How much is it? How expensive is it?
You know, an actual dollar amount, I'm not sure, but it's expensive. I mean, it is not cheap stuff. And a lot of women, unfortunately, get taken by it. I trained a couple of them. You know, she came to me and said, what about CLA? I'm taking the CLA. I was like, well, I really wish you would have asked me before you bought it. It doesn't do anything. I said, don't take my word for it. Give it 6 weeks. So 6 weeks later, she came back to me and said, you know, sure enough, she said, I don't think it's doing anything.
You know what? And there's adequate amounts of CLA naturally occurring in the meats and milks of pastured animals.
Believe it or not, Cheese Whiz is a rich source of this stuff.
And Cheese Whiz isn't even cheese, but, you know, real cheese from pastured cows, meat from pastured cows, any dairy product from pastured cows where they're eating grass, they accumulate a ton of CLA in their flesh and in their milk. And you can get all the adequate amounts of CLA by just making sure you have grass-fed beef, grass-fed lamb, you know, or some dairy from grass-fed cows.
There you go. I don't think it does jack, and most people with a critical review of it will say the same.
You can lose a lot of weight in dollar bills. Paul Levesque says, hey, Rob, up here in Canada, they're really strict. I can't import things like Yohimbe, DHEA, or other stuff. You can't even get melatonin up there. We can get hydrolyzed protein, though, and I'd like your take on those because I've found while they're better than nothing, they don't work as well as Synthogen or even high-dose BCAAs for that matter. Why is that the case?
Well, yeah, you know, much has been made of hydrolyzed protein, and research continues to look at it. We need to define our terms, though, so let me clarify what I'm talking about when I say hydrolyzed protein. These are hydrolyzed protein, generally, they exist as di- and tripeptides. So a peptide is a very small chain of aminos. In the case of di- and tripeptides, they're structural links of 2 and 3 amino acids. Scientists have demonstrated that they're absorbed and go to work much faster than even free-form aminos. But more than that, some peptides do even more than, you know, boost protein synthesis. They quote-unquote tell the body to do certain things. But for your purposes, you're using hydrolyzed protein to recover faster, improve muscle protein synthesis, etc. But stop right there for a second. Your rate of recovery and degree of muscle protein synthesis, while on the surface may seem related, are really two different animals. You know, yes, they're related, but distinctly different functions. So like you, many others have observed a lot faster recovery using a product like Synthogen, which is a very specific ratio of essential aminos, versus these hydrolyzed proteins. And it doesn't seem to matter how hydrolyzed they are. The lower, here's a good reference point. The lower the molecular weight, the faster they're absorbed. So in the early 90s, I was using the lowest molecular weight protein available, which was Atletica's AminoFit, 400 daltons of a molecular weight. Later on, hydrolyzed protein with an average molecular weight of 250 became available. And even more recently, I got my hands on a hydrolyzed protein with an average molecular weight of under 100. none of these products recover me faster than specific combinations of essential aminos, which is why I use them in Synthogen. Now, recall my point about certain combinations telling the body to do certain things. What I found was that by tweaking the ratio of branched-chain aminos to the rest of the essential aminos, your body greatly accelerates wound healing. And training is a form of wounding your body. Looked at, you know, just very specifically with respect to muscle tissue. Your muscle and connective tissues are both wounded. And although that damage isn't visible because it's internal, it most certainly is there. I suspect hydrolyzed proteins don't recover you as fast due to the fact that they're missing the boat on some of these combinations, which isn't to say they're not working. You know, on the contrary, they do a wonderful job of getting and keeping protein synthesis up. But there are two issues preventing their real widespread use: cost and palatability. Truly hydrolyzed proteins are expensive. They also result in having an unusually high level of proline bonds, which makes them very, very bitter. The mainstream market will never support a product like that, given consumers demand, you know, good flavors now. And a buck a day or around there is what most consumers will gravitate to. Here's the bottom line. Hydrolyzed proteins are effective at boosting protein synthesis. They help recovery too, but not to the extent a product like Synthogen does. And that's also because Synthogen is much more than essential amino acids. It only helps, you know, it only helps that Synthogen has other ingredients that boost nucleotide pools, ATP, intracellular buffers like carnosine. None of that can be accomplished using a hydrolyzed protein. Again, not helpful at all, but certainly limited.
We have to take a quick commercial break.
Sure.
When we come back, we have an interesting question from Jeremy. And this is, you know, I don't think we talk enough about something that we talk all the time about, and that's creatine, because there still remains many misunderstandings about creatine.
Yep.
So we got a question to answer. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. We'll be right back.
Businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-0820. That's 800-616-0820. 800-616-0820.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. Blackstonelabs.com. Trojan horse.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole all testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. Later in the show, we're going to talk about the Skoll World Forum, which attracted some of the biggest names in the ecological protection circles out there. Dr. Peter Rouse happened to be there. I'm going to talk to him about what they learned, what they talked about, what's in store for the future. So Jeremy says, Rob, I love what you say and generally agree with it, but I can't believe you like Crealkaline. Not sure about the spelling. There's research showing monohydrate to be superior, and research showing creatine breaks down faster in a higher pH, which means more alkaline, for those of you who get confused with the direction of that. I've tried it. I hate it.
Yeah. Well, you know, first of all, I don't run away from differing opinions. In fact, I like the discussion a lot. But it's worth pointing out a couple things. One, when discussing Crealkaline, I'm very careful to mention a couple of things. One, Crealkaline, for all of the controversy, is creatine monohydrate.
I was thinking that when I was reading it.
Yeah, right. And two, it's not, I would say, that one form is better than the other. It's just that they differ, you know, in that Crealkaline is more efficient. Now, let me elaborate on that. I use both monohydrate, micronized monohydrate, and Crealkaline. Why? It's simple. I have found they have some differing effects. Specifically, I'm talking about how much scale weight these products will put on. In my case, I can gain 10 pounds easy by loading micronized creatine mono. So if I'm looking to maybe, you know, take up as much real estate as possible on this planet, micronized creatine is my weapon of choice. However, on the other hand, if I'm focusing on body weight stuff where pound for pound strength is much more important, Crealkaline is my weapon of choice. So I don't gain near the amount of scale weight, but I get a very noticeable bump in strength. So as an aside, there's some evidence that the increase in your VO2 max of those using Crealkaline is superior to straight mono. And both cholesterol and triglyceride levels are lower as well. Now, those aren't performance-enhancing benefits, but they're interesting nonetheless. Now, you say there's research showing creatine breaks down faster at higher pH levels. I won't contest that, but I can also cite studies showing pH-corrected creatine is absorbed a lot more efficiently and leads to less metabolic waste. In light of that, I default to my own experience as well as from feedback from others. Now, you state you tried it and hate Crealkaline. In that event, you know, I have no issues with you using straight mono. I have no horse in the race. So my only need is to steer people to the most effective product. With respect to impurities, it's worth keeping this in mind. Currently, virtually all of the creatine that you see on the shelves comes from China. Now, it is true, CreaPure, I think they've got a new name, Alchem or something like that. It's true that comes from Germany. But they also purchase from China when they run out. You know, this may have been the reason that a recent batch tested way off-label. I honestly don't know. But it is true they had a really bad batch, so make of that what you will. And this much is true, too. All American, who makes Crealkaline, is the only outfit in the United States that manufactures its own creatine. So one last point. My position here on Crealkaline has never wavered. It's been the same all 5 years that I've been on here. You know, you can listen to the shows for proof. It was the same when All American was not a sponsor. You know, it doesn't change now because they are. So I hope that helps clarify my position.
Yeah, and you know what? You're allowed to be a non-responder. There are non-responders to everything yeah. under the sun.
Totally. I mean, if you eat a lot of meat or fish, or, you know, particularly something like venison, you're getting a ton of creatine, and you might not benefit from additional levels above and beyond what you're getting.
Pork and tuna fish have the highest amounts of creatine per ounce of
yeah,
of
that's interesting. I remember you saying that once. It blew my mind.
Jeremy Powell says, I'm 15 and just started out. What's the most helpful piece of advice you can give me? Keep training until you're 18 before you make any decisions.
You know, this is actually an easy one. And I would say train for strength and build a razor-sharp central nervous system. So I made a lot of mistakes when I started training. That really wasn't difficult to do, as all the available sources of information at the time were lousy. Magazines were pushing weeder products and supposedly the routines of the champs, which are gross overtraining. You know, one thing I did do right was this. I lifted heavy, and I strived always to lift heavier and heavier. Now, it took me a few years, but I eventually married lifting heavy to just the big basic movement. And that single act is probably the best thing you can possibly do, especially while you're young. Let me tell you why. If I had trained like most people, I would have been waiting for the mirror for a long time to show bigger muscles, right? I wanted to get a lot bigger. That doesn't happen in days or even months. It takes years. But no young man wants to hear that, right? It's going to take, you know, it's going to take some time. You want it now. I know. I can remember. You know, what did show up fast for me were strength gains. Now, those were something I could sink my teeth into. You know, they were tangible. They were there every time, almost every time I went to the gym. So in short order, I was squatting and deadlifting in the 400s and then 500s. I don't even remember, you know, crossing the 200 or 300-pound thresholds. I just blew past them so fast they didn't even register. Those kind of strength gains get you noticed. And yeah, that's ego-driven, but ego can be a strong motivator. And you should use that motivation to get even stronger. Later on, yeah, you're going to mature and realize that, you know, those aren't world record numbers that I was putting up, but that's okay because they were records of the most important kind, personal records. You know, that allows you to regularly exceed yourself. You really know you're cooking with gas when you step away from the bar, look at it, and think, wow, I can't believe I just lifted that. You know, if you're in that club, count yourself lucky. You know, those are the best of times. You know, I went for low reps, generally speaking, five and under. for multiple sets. And by doing that, you hone your central nervous system. Once that is built, a razor-sharp central nervous, it takes a modicum of training to keep it tuned up. Let me put it this way. I weigh anywhere from 235 to 250, depending. I can walk into virtually any gym in the world and find guys that are a lot big, you know, guys that are just as big or they're bigger than me. They are rarely stronger. And the reason is that I train my body to contract large amounts of muscle mass, multiple muscle groups in unison. The ability to coordinate that simultaneous firing of motor units is the real secret to lifting big weights. You know, not everyone in the weight room has it. In fact, very few do. It's also worth pointing out this little gem, given to me by Eddie Azzaro, the guy who took me under his wing and broke me in. He said, if you just focus on getting stronger, a lot of other things tend to take care of themselves. And he's absolutely right. You keep setting PRs, you keep triggering growth. Provided you're eating enough and sleeping well and not overtraining, you're going to grow and grow plenty. So train hard, but train heavy and train to get stronger. Every week, every month that rolls by should see you attempting new PRs. You keep doing that for years. And by the time you are in your late 20s, you'll be way ahead of your competition. And with any reasonable amount of maintenance work, you will stay there long into middle age and beyond. It is the single best thing that you can do. So thanks again for your question.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we have the Blueprint Tip of the Day. Yeah. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com and FastMuscleBook.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Kana banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee Eye Drops, go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee Eye Drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Da, 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 da. It's the one and only Dino Double G. Welcome back. Okay, Rob, what's the blueprint tip of the day?
Tip of the day is, you know, thoughts on the future of strength training.
Oh, okay.
I wonder all the time whether people have these thoughts or it's just me, but have you ever stopped to wonder what training is going to be like in 100 years, or for that matter, what it was like 100 years ago?
The average gym guy will be squatting 1,000 pounds.
Yeah.
No, I mean, look, we got guys in gyms right now squatting 700 regularly, right? That'll go up to 1,000 because the max lifts will go up as well,
right.
The competitive max lifts.
So, you know, to be absolutely sure, weight training 100 years ago, 1917, was a fringe activity. Certainly not mainstream like it is today. In fact, it wasn't that long ago, training with weights for sports, like football or baseball, was controversial. I can vividly recall the closed-door conversation I had with my college baseball coach. This was in 1989. So he calls me into his office, tells me to close the door, and said, sit down. Then proceeded to tell me, and I quote, "We don't need any linemen on this team. Weights make you slow, and I don't want to see you in that weight room anymore." That is verbatim what he said. Needless to say, I wasn't on the team much longer. If memory serves, I was cut within a month. It also wasn't that long ago that the adjustable barbell came along. Then commercial gyms. In fact, the adjustable barbell, this is interesting, was invented or at least patented in this country in 1902. You know, that was looked at as a fantastic invention because it would theoretically make training available to a much wider audience. Like the combustion engine, though, little has changed in more than 100 years since. Now think about that for a second. The Wright brothers made their first powered flight in 1902. And just 67 years later, astronauts were walking on the moon. Where is that kind of progress in strength training? You know, we've been through two world wars, the industrial and information revolutions, and weight training is still in the dark ages. You know, ways of measuring your progress are still the same. Think about how computers and technology have touched every facet of your life, right? As Americans, we literally demand technological innovation, except in strength training. If we treated our military like we do strength training, we'd still be slinging bows and arrows instead of using stealth drones to drop GPS-guided smart bombs. That situation specifically, has been made worse by drug use. So let me give you a most pointed example. It happened to me just a few days ago, this weekend, right? I was at a playground with my son, and he was on the swings with another child. The topic of muscles came up. So I asked the other kid, kiddo, how do you get big muscles? Are you ready? He says, steroids and working out. I then asked him how people got big muscles before steroids. He had no clue. He looked at me like the proverbial deer caught in headlights. Don't laugh too hard, because 9 out of 10 adults in your gym can't answer that question either. Instead, I want you to imagine a world where your last workout was recorded and entered into a database. And an algorithm would then give you a range of, let's say, anywhere between 5 and 15 days, during which you could go in and repeat that workout and be stronger. The more you do it, the smarter the algorithm gets, because it learns how long it takes you to supercompensate and grow larger and stronger. It would know that returning to the gym before 5 days are up is too soon, or waiting more than 15 days is too long. In fact, it's so accurate, it can predict that precisely 10 days after your last workout, you'll be at your strongest. Now you tell me, the GPS in your car can tell you down to the second when you're going to arrive at a destination 100 miles away. But we can't figure something out, well, like this for strength training? It's ridiculous. The sooner somebody gets on this, the better off we will all be. And oh, by the way, the person that figures it out is going to be a millionaire many times over. Because just think about what people like me or everybody in the audience would pay for something like that. You know, never mind professional sports teams. My God, think about that. SHR listeners are among the brightest in the world, and I'm not just throwing compliments because I feel like it. I don't do that easy. One of you has talents in this area, and I am determined to inspire and or work with that person to get it done. Because the sooner we do that, the sooner we make the world a better place. For you, for me, and for that kid on the playground I talked to. Because the more time you spend in this game, the more you realize you don't judge each day by the harvest that you reap, but rather by the seeds that you sow. That's something to think about as you tune out today.
Go through life.
Think about today's show.
Yeah.
Think about that kid on the playground. Do you want that situation to be the same 100 years from now? I hope not. I don't want it to be.
It's, you know, I don't think many people even give any thought to building muscle. I have to be honest with you. And if they, because if they did, we would have better answers. There are specific approaches to maximizing strength and muscle growth.
Oh, yeah.
Out there that, but if you have, if you ask a doctor, they don't know.
Nope.
Most doctors are overweight, on medication,
yep.
Sick themselves.
Even if someone comes up with a new way to measure some variable in the gym, we will be miles better off. Look at the following example. Next time you're in the gym, I want you to go look at our cardio cousins. They can measure things like speed, distance, heart rate, target heart rate, you know, all of these different variables, objective variables that you can't fudge. They're very helpful diagnostics. Where is that out on the floor?
Well, but in all fairness, that's because what's happening during resistance training is much more complex and much more invisible, if you will, because there are chemicals and there are things that are happening. There are triggers. So you're right. They can measure VO2 max, and they can plot out a training approach that
will allow you to increase your ability to run faster and farther, or whatever your goals are. But that's because they're measuring acute markers that are showing up at the time that you're performing. Unfortunately, for resistance training, we're talking about chemical messengers that increase new nerve sprouting, that increase new vascular inways and inroads to muscle, and satellite cells being differentiated in muscle. You would have to really have such control of people, and you'd have to compare so many different training approaches, and you have so many friggin' variables, right? A guy who wants to run a 5-minute mile runs a 5-minute mile, right?
Yep.
But it's not that simple. It's not that cut and dry when we talk about the effects of resistance training, really.
It is. I understand and will concede the point. It is much more complex.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean, however, that it isn't possible.
No, and it is. And not only is it possible, but that information is out there right now.
Yes.
But here's the problem. You get a young kid who wants to build muscle. He's become indoctrinated into an unrealistic attitude about the speed in which one can build muscle.
True.
Because he's looking at magazines where idiots have said, you know, I put on 12 pounds of muscle in 3 weeks using this product. And so the kid thinks, okay, so I should be able to put on, you know, 3 pounds in that period because I'm not using the product. I don't expect. And then they get disappointed. Oh, I'm not doing something right. This isn't working.
Yeah.
I'm not growing. I'm not getting stronger. And so they switch right before the opportunity to actually see progress happens. They'll switch.
I don't know. All I'm saying is, for my son, I want a better world. A better world on certainly many other levels. But if he turns his fancy towards, I want to build bigger muscles and be stronger, I would hope that he has better tools and better information than I had. And the only thing that I can see about this generation is that they don't necessarily have better tools. They've got a lot more from the internet than I had, would ever have. But as I've pointed out before, it's to the point now where it's information overload. There are multiple approaches thrown at these kids. To your point, some very unrealistic. And they have to make sense of this all and find their own way. Like I did, and like all the listeners do. I'm just hoping that there's some common denominators that can make his journey, their journey, easier.
Yeah. All right, well, we're going to pull the plug on this. Thanks so much, Rob, for everything that you do and all the thought you put into this stuff, okay?
Yeah, thank you, too.
And we'll see you next week, brother.
Thanks, man.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Dr. Peter Rouse. We're going to talk about the Skoll World Forum in the UK. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-0820. That's 800-616-0820.
800-616-0820.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. You know, we do a lot of talking on this show about the tragedy that has become our food supply. And it goes deeper than just food. You know, we're talking about the environment here. We've literally crapped on the environment for, like, I don't know, maybe 100 years. I think about 100 years ago. Let me bring my guest on, Dr. Peter Rouse. How you doing, Pete?
I'm good, Quill. How are you doing?
So would you agree with that? It was actually the late 1800s where we fell in love with chemicals, and we thought that chemicals were the answer to everything, and we just started this process of ignoring nature, thinking that we are smarter than the evolutionary landscape and that we know better because we are humans and we think we know better, that we started to embrace a path that has literally poisoned our environment today, 100 years later.
Well, it probably goes back to the point where, you know, coal was first started burning because the chemicals released from coal. I mean, the wood fires were fine, but the coal back then, of course, was releasing a lot of toxins.
Well, So would this include coal oil? Because remember, that's where the Rockefellers started, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So it even, you're going back, you know, the use of coal has been around for hundreds and hundreds of years. So it's going back to then. Of course, the impact was much less because the population was much lower. and the use of it was much slower compared to today. And that's not comparing to the coal plants used today in the environment. Some are clean burning, but the majority in the United States are not clean burning.
Well, Peter, you lived here in the United States for quite a while. You've lived pretty much in Asia. You've lived around the world. You're back in your homeland, New Zealand now, right?
I'm actually sitting in a hotel in London right now.
No, I know, but I mean, you're living in New Zealand now, and we're going to talk about why you're in London. So, yeah. You know that you've lived in countries where they have clean fire coal plants, that the emissions are virtually negligible from huge plants that power entire states. Why have we not adopted that technology here in the United States? What's your opinion?
Cost. They have to upgrade all the plants to upgrade. Okay, so if you build a new plant from scratch with the new scrubbers in them, then it's feasible. But if you've got the old coal plants that were in the US, and to upgrade them is costly. So we can talk about that a little bit later about the upgrading and what we're doing there. But the fact that, you know, it's guesstimate saying 85% of the coal plants in the US are not clean burning. If you get the clean burning ones, it's fantastic. You know, they are 99.7% clean. I use that number just kind of joking around using the climate change quote, but so the clean burning plants are very good, but they're very, you know, few of them actually operating in the United States and around the world actually.
So basically what you're saying is that we have to wait for these existing plants to wear out, where it's not worth repairing them any longer, till they level one and rebuild it.
Well, actually, this is something we discussed at the forum. Also, I've been discussing that for the past 3 years with different people, including my good friend Jeff Skull, who operates the Skull Foundation and is the founder of the Skull World Forum. But what we've been discussing is looking at, okay, can you possibly, because these plants are in business, so you can't just say, okay, we put regulation in, they're out of business, can move on. What we could do is look at how it's feasible to buy them out. Buy the plant, replace it with solar, and I've been doing a ton of research for the past year on solar, more specifically in the past probably 12 weeks more so, but I've done a lot of research into solar, and we're at that point now that we can actually swap over to solar.
So you're saying that photovoltaic cells have come far enough that they can actually produce meaningful amounts of power per square inch of grid?
Okay, definitely. So the old ones that have been around for the past 15 years have been efficiency rating around 15, maybe up to 20%. Now we have cells producing 37% efficiency on the cells themselves. So that improved the amount of square footage. Yeah,
dramatically. When I was in my 20s in Las Vegas, I worked for a short period of time selling solar-powered water heaters to people in Las Vegas, Nevada. They went up on your roof. It was two cylinders.
Yep.
And the cylinders had photovoltaic cells around them. And, you know, we positioned them so they got the greatest amount of sunlight. And you never had you didn't pay gas or electric or anything to heat your water. And your water was steaming hot. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, they combine that with extra solar panels, and imagine you can run a house efficiently without a problem. The problem in the past years has been storage, and they're getting there with the storage right now.
The battery technology, and that's right. That's right. Yeah. Talk about that.
Okay, so right now we're 2 years away from the solid-state batteries. So this is the new generation of the lithium-ion-type battery, solid-state, no risk of fire, running at a very low temperature. And the rechargeability also is very high. So with the lithium ion, you have a limited number of recharges, where the new solid state will be 20 to 50 times more, maybe even higher by that stage. But right now we do have the dual cell batteries. These are special dual cell chemical batteries that they have two different cells creating a chemical reaction to produce the current and to recharge. They have a pretty much unlimited recharge rate, so you can recharge them as much as possible, as much as you want, without having to worry about that. And they are currently right now at a point where you know, cost and also the capacity at a point where you could start replacing a lot of those coal plants.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. So okay, let's back up now. We kind of talked into this. Let's back up a little bit. So the Skoal World Forum has been going on for how long now?
Now, I think it was 2009,
okay.
I believe.
Okay.
Don't quote me on that.
Okay. All right. So the goal of the forum is to bring together some of the brightest and most forward-looking minds to address the problems that threaten our planet, probably not immediate, but maybe a couple hundred years out or 100 years out. And we have to, and people are like, oh, there's plenty of time to address that. No, that's poor planning, in my opinion. You have to start thinking about those things today. It's the reality. Just like you need to think about your own death, and plan for it, because it's absolutely going to happen. It's not like you can put it off, because it's not, it's going to happen. So we've pooped on the planet. The Skoal World Forum is looking for answers. What are some of the top line categories of discussions that were there? In what areas of this global initiative?
Well, it was actually a little bit more larger than just looking at the, you know, pollution issues and stuff like that, which was a big part of it because there was a film release as well as part of the forum. But they're also looking at the immediate problems also in these, you know, a lot of the third world countries, just providing housing and providing support for these countries would need that come up from a third world state. And that also, by default, kind of helps with those countries solving the pollution issue, because a lot of these countries rely on dirty energy. So if we can bring them up to a standard where they can actually start implementing clean energy solutions, and then that will solve a lot of the other problems that we're talking about. So if you look at a lot of the third world countries, for example, which happened just recently in India, with them signing the Paris Agreement, part of that was, the solution was that they actually got given by Elon, by SolarCity, the patents to the solar technology that SolarCity has, so that they would sign the agreement. So now a country like India now can come up and implement some of that technology to bring it up to the level where it can sustain the energy requirements that of a first world country.
It's pretty exciting. I mean, there are answers out there, but I know that they're not all about pollution, but the end point quite often is pollution. You know, sustainability in agriculture, sustainability in energy production, sustainability even in urban sprawl and building homes. You know, we need to start thinking about the fact that we may run out of, we will someday, I don't know if it's 1,000 years or 100 years, but we will run out of land where we can live. Just the way it happens in cities, it's going to encroach on the globe. So here's what I want to, good, I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead.
I was going to say, let's take a break. And when we come back, let's start digging into some of these topics that you found most interesting. We're talking with Dr. Peter Rouse. He attended the Skoal World Forum. I find this fascinating because it looks to the future. And we have to plan for the future. Stay tuned.
Products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carb
CARBGUIDE. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. We're talking with, I had to clear my throat, Dr. Peter Rouse, about his attendance at the Skoll World Forum this past weekend in the UK. So there were some big name people there too, right? I saw pictures of you on Facebook with Bono, with Don Henley from the Eagles. But you know Don, right?
Yeah, actually we hung out all week. He's a really nice guy, and actually, you know, one of the things he was there regarding was a foundation he set up to focus on conservation, especially around the what they call Walden Pond, which is an area in Massachusetts that a lot of the industry has been trying to come and buy up the land. So they come in and buy the land and just keep it natural. So they're trying to save, like you're saying, you run out of land. And one of the things is you do need a lot of this native land to be kept and preserved, and that's something he's been working on since the 90s. So it was good to catch up with him and discuss those ideas too.
So what were some of the things that they talked about that are really within your wheelhouse, of your interest? Because I know you have a lot of interest in this subject. What did you hear there that's really impactful?
Okay, so it was actually interesting. You probably know my feelings about the World Bank, right?
A little bit. not as much as I should, probably.
Okay, so you know, with the World Bank, there's the president of the World Bank was there, Dr. Jim Kim, and he actually initially, before he became the president of the World Bank, he wrote a book about how they should dissolve the World Bank. So it was actually quite interesting because he had a different mindset coming into the job. So one of the things he was looking at doing is, and we're talking about third world countries coming up, rather than just throwing money at these countries, they're giving them substantial loans at no interest, but what they're doing there is putting a lot of conditions in with that loan, rather than just, which has happened in the past, is they've just given countries support, you know, these third world countries support and grants. But now it's kind of coming along with certain conditions they have to meet, and that money has to be used for these specific purposes. So that's one of the things that they've been kind of changed the concept around.
So how do you, okay, so that could be a good thing or it could be a bad thing, depending on the agenda of the World Bank, right?
Absolutely, and that's why I'm kind of a little cautious with that. However, with talking with him and seeing what he had ideas and stuff he had put together, and because he actually wrote a book about dissolving the World Bank, you can see that they're kind of trying to move in the same direction. That's the whole point of the whole forum. You know, the title of the forum was Fault Lines, and what that means is bringing people together, looking for a common ground. So you may have two sides of every argument, or for example the climate, for example, two sides of that argument, but we can all agree that these toxic chemicals and toxic gases and everything else being put into the atmosphere and into the environment are bad. We know that. So that's your common ground we can come together and solve that issue.
So here's my position on the whole global warming thing or climate change. Number one, as a species, we have been battling climate change for millions of years. It's how we populated the planet, because we keep constantly moving to find better climates, especially during the two periods of ice age, which lasted over 40,000 years. Just think about that when you think about the ice age, 40,000 years. But aside from that, I understand that climate changes naturally without any provocation from human beings. However, we cannot deny the fact that we have to be polluting the air the same way we're polluting the land, and that has to have some impact on the sunlight that passes through it and the atmosphere that is encased in it. And so trying to say that climate change being influenced by man is a lie, I think is a very, very, very dangerously broad statement. Is the impact something where the planet will be unlivable in 100 years? Probably not. Is it if we keep going and getting worse and worse and worse with it, will it impact health quality on the planet? Probably so at some point in time in the future. I don't know the numbers for that. But ignoring it completely and saying it doesn't exist is just as stupid as saying that we are the only thing influencing climate today. There's a middle ground. What do you think of my statement?
You're actually very, very close to the truth. And I think you're actually probably closer than most people are. And that's why I'm involved in a lot of this too, is a lot of people will put their, you know, the walls up against kind of going to these events and so forth. But I'm there to kind of open up the conversation and discuss these ideas, which I have been with many influential people. And I've actually created some change, including changes in the film that came out, which was the Inconvenient Sequel. You'll see in that movie when it comes out later this year how a lot more was about solutions, looking at solar, which was some areas I did research on, but you know, looking at the solar option and other areas too, rather than just being like the initial movie, The Inconvenient Truth, was just all about the, you know, man-made, and I've got to clarify, man-made climate change, which I am not a firm believer in. I believe there is some influence, just like you, there is some small influence, but there is a bigger picture to look at there, and that's what we kind of come together on, is that environmental toxins, and we've talked about toxins in the environment. We just talk about glyphosate and Monsanto and everything else, so this is somewhere we can meet in the middle. And one thing I've been trying to work on, and I'm still kind of working on it, I've got a bit more work to do on it, is actually looking at one of the things we can do is change the regulation on the legal dumping of this chemical, because that's one way a lot of these toxins get in the environment, is the legal dumping. It's cheaper to dump many of these chemicals than it is to expose, you know, get rid of them properly and safely. So if we can make it so financially just out of reach for them to dump the chemicals, which at the moment is just a joke how much they get fined if they get caught dumping. So if we can increase that to like 1,000 times what it is right now, that's going to solve one issue where a lot of that illegal dumping comes from.
Forget about illegal dumping. So did you see my meme that I made yesterday? Dr. Anthony Samsell is coming on the show probably next week or the week after. He's about to publish another paper that just got approved, peer-reviewed paper, on the effects of glyphosate, Roundup. This chemical has pleiotropic harmful effects to human beings and animals, quite frankly. He got a 1981 study funded by Monsanto, a two-year study on rats, glyphosate, and lymphoma. And the startling thing about the study is that only the treated rats, whether they were treated with 5 milligrams per kilogram of body weight, 10 or 15, only the treated rats had occurrences of lymphoma. The control rats, there was not one incident of this type of cancer. And you would think that the EPA and the FDA would look at that data and go, this doesn't look like something we want to put in the environment. This was 1981, folks. This isn't like, oh, we just found it. They introduced this product knowing how harmful it is. And Dr. Samsell is going to come on the show. But here's the thing. I get the whole dumping part. But what's more worrisome to me is that these chemicals are still being used and sprayed on food. Endosulfan. Have you ever heard of endosulfan?
Yes. Didn't I see you last week?
You sent me that.
The other day.
Yes. Yeah. So endosulfan is being reported as causing young boys to go through puberty earlier. And also, it's literally killing people. In India, for instance, where they spray it on cashews. So in 2010, they said they were taking endosulfan out of the use here in the United States. It's 2017. They're still using it on peaches. So when I asked Dr. Samsell, how could that be? He said, because the EPA and the FDA give these companies enough time to run out of their inventory. Think about this for a second. Think about this. The idiocy of this. So they find a chemical that's harmful to humans. Instead of mandating and saying to these companies, stop using it now. We don't care how it affects your industry. It's making Americans sick and speeding them along to death. No, they say, well, we'll go ahead and stop introducing it on new things, but you can keep on using whatever's left. Just don't make any more. And Dr. Samsell says he thinks they're not going to run out till 2018.
Wouldn't surprise me if they're probably secretly making more.
Well, wouldn't you? I mean, these companies are so corrupt. Be honest. I mean, if I was in that business, I was making billions of dollars. I'm thinking, what's a few hundred million pounds more? Make some more there before they come in and find out that we made some more, and we'll just get rid of it and we'll be done with it. These companies are sinister.
They probably knew about it earlier that it was going to be banned, and they probably did stock up on it anyway. So, you know, there's probably stockpiles everywhere. And that's the issue, too, is something I've been working on, and that aspect. I actually was just discussing this last week at the forum with someone was, you know, regarding Monsanto GMO, but also the glyphosate and everything else in that kind of field where the food crops have been contaminated so much now between the GMO and the chemicals being used on them that we don't have food. I mean, the food in Oxford wasn't the greatest, by the way. So we kind of had a lot of opportunities to discuss about the food quality in the world today. And it's just mind-blowing that most people don't even think about what they're putting into them.
Well, okay, I want to take a break. Before I go into the break, I want to mention that we were in Mexico for 8 days, and they don't use glyphosate on anything except cotton and soybean. And I got to tell you something. Their tomatoes are beautiful. I mean, they're doing fine without putting that stuff on their vegetables and fruit. So it's a big lie that we need that stuff around. I want to come back. I want you to tell me how Monsanto is regarded at this event. I'd be very interested to find out who is vocal and who is not. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Peter Rouse. We're talking about his recent attendance of the Skoll World Forum. Peter, plug your website before we go on.
The IntegratedPerformanceInstitute.com.
There you go. Lots of great videos there.
But more importantly, if people want more information on the forum, they can go to just Google Skoll World Forum and also go into YouTube. All the videos are up now from the forum. So everything that we actually – everything's public. So everything that – all the talks and everything is actually now up on YouTube.
So how is Monsanto regarded? I mean, Monsanto, Dow, these companies, are they talked about – frankly and openly by the people at these forums, or is there political correctness where we don't want to attack them, we just want to change the outcome?
I think it's a mixed response. You know, people I was talking with at the forum, and these I purposely went and listened to and also spoke with a lot of people that I've never known before, so to kind of open up those conversations. And most of them are aware of the GMO issues, and surprisingly now, compared to if you asked me the same question 5 years ago, it would have been a totally different answer because of the fact that Monsanto had built such a big PR machine behind feeding the poor, feeding the starving of the world, which we know is total BS. And you know, look at what happened with total crop collapses in India and other countries that implemented the GMO crops. That it's total fallacy that they think that they can feed the world with GMO crops. And we're seeing it more and more now, and even many of them are aware of the studies, like one you mentioned about glyphosate before as well, that that is not the way to go. And there was nothing I saw in any of the talks regarding trying to push that concept in the third worlds as well now. So that's kind of seemed like a lot more aware of that now, and I'm backing off that situation.
Yeah, it's startling to me that there isn't more open discussion. This is part of the problem.
I am working on that.
Well, I know you are. This is part of the problem. Part of the problem is companies like Monsanto are so big that people who actually have the power to influence change are cautious about what they say, because they're worried that if they come out too strong, they'll end up with a lawsuit against them or being hauled into the court of public opinion and being attacked. And it's really sad, because we should be able to have open discourse about this, and Monsanto should come forward and prove. And I don't mean prove with their shoddy, highly edited studies, but let's compare some of their outcomes with people who don't have a vested interest in the sale of their products. You know, Dr. Samsel, he doesn't gain anything by publishing his research or his analysis of Monsanto's existing research, where he just takes the same data and extrapolates it differently, and you go, oh my God, how did this get into the public? So they should be willing to sit down with other scientists and talk about this openly and go, wow, maybe there is something about this. But they're not, because they don't want the ultimate outcome, which will be, okay, we have to ban this substance until we know more. I mean, glyphosate sales are already down because there's a grassroots, no pun intended, movement in the United States today where people are getting the message that Roundup is a dangerous chemical. It is not innocuous. It is not, oh, I drink a glass of it. Remember that idiot? He said he'd drink a glass of it. Some PR guy for Monsanto. This stuff is harmful, dangerous, dangerous stuff. It should not be on our food. It certainly shouldn't be sprayed in our driveway if you have children playing out there.
And what's more scary is the next generation of chemicals that are coming out.
Like the 2,4-D plus, what's the other stuff? Their new product, you mean, right?
Yeah, but there's actually, I'm talking things that are planned out 2 to 4 years ahead from now that are coming out with, that they're working on currently right now, which I have a couple of like leads on that. I mean, this stuff is even more dangerous than any of the glyphosate or any of those other products.
What can you divulge anything you know?
Not yet.
Okay.
But you'll be the first. You'll be the first.
Okay. It's really
interesting. I want to confirm it. That's why I just want to confirm all the information first.
So what else was discussed besides what companies like Monsanto are doing to the planet? What other categories of industry are big assaulters of the ecology?
I feel like, I mean, we've talked about coal with the coal plants, but also you've got to look at the coal mining itself and the effect that has on the environment, which is huge because they do a lot of strip mining and other mining that destroys the environment. And then with the U.S., with oil, it's the fracking that causes the problem there too. So, you know, the pumping in toxic chemicals, who knows what they are, because they don't have to tell you half the time. And if they do tell you, you know it's going to be a abbreviated list. And that's probably the two biggest ones that are in the U.S. right now, especially with fracking. I mean, that's just enormous. But then again, the oil price is driving it down. So at the moment, they can't even produce oil by fracking because the cost of oil is below the cost of manufacture.
Yeah, you know, fracking is something that is bittersweet, and the reason for that is because one of the reasons why the gas prices in the United States have stayed relatively stable is because of fracking. One of the reasons that states like Ohio can brag about their unemployment rates going down is because of fracking. But at the same time, we can't be ignorant and say, oh, we'll pump the oil out, we'll pump stuff in, and everything will... No, you can't do that. This is the earth we're talking about. This is... wow, what was that?
Alicia just arrived home, and that's the bathroom door.
Oh, okay. We can't be ignorant and think that it's that simple. It's never that simple.
No, and the kind of double-edged sword here, but the Saudis are really driving down the price. I mean, for them, it's only costing them $2 a barrel to produce oil anyway. So they can bring down the price, which is something they're doing by they're about to go public with, I think, believe 2% of the company are going to go public, which kind of means they have to basically release how much actually oil they have in reserve, which is people don't realize is actually trillions of barrels, not in the billions. And that's going to further drive down the price, which is going to pretty much kill the fracking. So I think the fracking thing is going to die off pretty soon anyway. But with the mining, you know, with the coal is something we've got to kind of shift across and get that moving a little faster, because that's more the immediate problem with the old coal plants in the US. And if we can kind of start what Jeff has been working on, and he's really aiming to get this going, is where they can actually, instead of putting them out of business, let's buy them out of the power plants and then replace it with solar plants.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Let's take our last break, and when we come back, we'll wrap up this discussion. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more.
Something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-0820. That's 800-616-0820. 800-616-0820.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse Can-C eye drops, go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how Can-C eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. I'll tell you something funny. So I went to Mexico. I laid on the beach for 8 days. I am so dark, it's unbelievable. But more importantly, since I've been home, I got home Friday. Since I've been home, I have let go of so much water, so much fluid, because when you lay in the sun, that develops whole body edema underneath the skin. It's amazing how soft I look because of all the water I was holding. It's all coming out. Unbelievable. I have abs all of a sudden that I didn't have while I was in Mexico.
Well, it makes you worthwhile going for holiday and then coming back home again, huh?
Yeah, exactly. So Peter, give us the summary. What do you think is most pertinent right now that we can all maybe take steps to do in our own life? Is it becoming more active and knowing about this stuff, or is there something else?
Well, knowing about it is the first step, because if you don't know about it, you can't be active to, you know, do anything about it. So I think, you know, sourcing the knowledge is important. And that's funny enough, that's actually something that was discussed there. Of course, the big thing right now is fake news and so forth. So that is the hard one, and people have to really do their homework. But once you find out, you know, what you need to do, you do need to take action. And that's what I've been trying to work on, is rather than kind of fight these groups, you want to go in and actually discuss this and see where you can find that neutral ground, or at least where you can kind of start moving in the right direction. Otherwise, you have these two groups fighting against each other, nothing gets done. You see it in politics in the U.S. All the time with Congress, with, you know, Democrats and Republicans fighting each other, and nothing gets done. It's the same thing in most countries. And, you know, I think the best step people can take is to open a conversation and discuss the stuff with, you know, the opposition, and then find where you do have a neutral ground, start working on that neutral ground together, and it'll be much stronger.
You know, again, but the problem is, and I've said this before, the new evolutionary selection pressure is where you get your information from. And so,
exactly.
If you're getting information that's telling you, hey, it's no big deal about glyphosate, oh, these chemicals are safe to use and all that sort of stuff, and you're buying that, then you're the action you're going to take is pro more of these chemicals.
That is going to be a really hard part. Actually, if you don't mind, I've got to plug actually another podcast, but unrelated. Is I get a lot of information from a show called NoAgendaShow.com, I think is the website.
Okay.
You can go to. And so it's basically the media analysis. So they break up the media and analyze. Jet lag, I tell you. Trying to analyze the media rather than kind of have any agenda one way or the other. And it's just kind of a good way to kind of look at information too is when you're looking at it, go in with an open mind and then do your own research. I mean, if the media reports something about the White House, why don't you just go to whitehouse.gov and check if that was actually true?
People aren't going to do that. We live in a drive-by society today. And what I mean by that is people will see, like, I'll give you for instance, people will glean their Facebook wall and they'll see one headline and they'll make a comment without actually going in and reading anything about the article. And people feel like it's the content and the quality of comprehension is no longer important. It's all about who can make the coolest comment the fastest. And so they misinterpret stuff just so they could be the cool guy or gal on the block to make that witty comment that they get 64 likes on their comment. And no one pays attention to the details anymore. So I call it the drive-by, because when you drive by something and you look at it, you think you know what's going on, but you don't know. You see a guy who's holding his daughter up in the air. You see a loving person. Meanwhile, you don't realize that this guy's shaking the baby and about to kill it. You can't be a drive-by person today. You have to stop. You have to read. You have to be responsible for the information that you make decisions based on.
Yeah, and this is the same for media themselves, because it's a drive-by media too, because everybody's trying to get the story out first without doing the research. So the gone have the days where actually reporters would do research and do the job where they would actually make sure to verify all the facts and to verify their sources before they actually published this information. Nowadays, they just publish it, and if it's not true, they put a retraction in the back page somewhere. And even 3-4 years later, people still think that's actually true.
Isn't that amazing that they do that? Or sometimes they don't even acknowledge their mistake. They just move past it. Figure, oh, you know, we're not going to worry about that.
Sometimes they'll delete it.
So how much longer are you in the UK? And what do you do? Are you guys just kind of relaxing right now, or are you still meeting with people?
I just had friends come down from Zurich, my good friend Mark Austin, who actually owns a gym up there we used to train at called Austin Fitness. So he's actually here with us in London just for a few days after the conference. We're kind of decompressing. I did have a couple of meetings I had to do here. And we're actually heading back to New Zealand tomorrow. So we've got 25 hours flight time tomorrow. So
it's 25 hours? Well, that's with layovers too. I mean, you're not in the air for 25
hours. 25 hours airtime, and there's a layover in Dubai for 3 hours. So total time in the year is about 25, I think, 24, something like that.
So, okay, so is it longer for you to fly from the U.S. to New Zealand?
U.S. to New Zealand is 12. From Los Angeles to Auckland is about 11 or 12 hours.
That's manageable. So what do you do to prepare for a 25-hour flight? Do you take any blood-thinning products like ginger or anything like that?
Number one, I fly business or first class, so that helps.
Yeah, but you're still pressurized. Getting up frequently. How many times do you get up? Like once an hour?
Yeah, almost. I take a ton of electrolytes during the flight and beforehand. I take a high dosage of CoQ10 for protection, and a lot of tea, different kind of teas and stuff like that as well. Yeah. So I find that the electrolytes is the big one that really helped a lot. And actually, for me, I brought it with me is I take a probiotic in the air, because I tend to kind of find once we're in that pressure, I get a little bit of gas kind of build up in the stomach. It feels like just pressure sometimes. So the probiotic actually helps with eliminating that.
That's interesting. That's really, really mm-hmm. interesting. Well, did we cover it, Pete? Did we miss anything? Do we have to go over anything before we leave this subject?
Well, I mean, I think we covered most of the essential stuff. I mean, there was so much things going on there, looking at helping building houses in third world countries, which is something actually was very interesting. And I kind of sending them information on looking at hemp concrete. So growing hemp and using the hemp concrete was actually more stronger than normal concrete. And then talking about environment change, that helps with the oceans, because the sea levels aren't rising. What's happening is they've been digging away all the sand, and the sand falls back into the ocean to cover that hole up they're using for construction. There's a really good film called Sand Wars, and if you watch that online, you'll see why a lot of these beaches are disappearing. It's not because of sea rise, but rather because they're actually digging
so
all the sand.
So what you're saying is it's not that the oceans are rising, it's that the seashores are eroding.
Yeah, because they dig out a little bit further out in the ocean, they dig up all the sand for construction. That's the biggest use of sand is in construction. And then the sand has to fill that gap up because of the pressure from the ocean, so that pulls the sand back from the beach into that hollow that's been created by in the sand. So the hemp concrete is a solution for that. Plus, it's actually a better material to build with. And something I've been working on is replacing all the corn crops through the in the U.S.
with hemp.
With hemp. I mean, it's a wonderful crop. Not only can you use it for building, but there's other uses for it as well.
Yeah, making paper. You know, hemp paper. Hemp was the source of paper well before pulp. Wood became the source of paper. And so, and hemp has been used to make materials. It outperforms cotton.
Yeah.
It outperforms wool.
And grows like a weed, too.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. But there are industries out there that don't want hemp legalized in the United States for those reasons, because it would disrupt their industries. So they will have time to be prepared, let's say, and make their investments in hemp before it becomes legal. Watch what happens.
Well, they've been working on the THCs, from hemp even. They're trying to classify the cannabinoid THC.
But hemp has such little THC in it. It's negligible, and they are now...
CBD.
CBD, yes. There is cannabidiol in hemp, and that's a powerful analgesic and pain reliever, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, luckily in New Zealand we can grow hemp. So it's something I'm looking at doing too with some land we have. So we'll make it permission to do some hemp farming down there.
That'll be pretty cool. That'll be really, really cool. Pete, plug the website one more time.
IntegratedPerformanceInstitute.com.
There you go. And there's anything new up there that you want to plug? Any new lectures or anything like that?
I'm actually about to do a whole lot more filming. I'm doing a seminar coming up in a couple of weeks in Auckland, New Zealand, on lower back pain. So all that material will be actually on the website as well in a couple of weeks.
That's very cool. There you go. All right, listen, man, thanks for making time. Go have fun in the UK.
And, I'm going to go for dinner.
Yeah, we'll talk soon, okay?
Thanks, Carl.
All right, so there you have it. The Skoll World Forum. Keep your eye on it. Great things hopefully will come out of it. We do have to take care of the planet. We really, really do. We can't just crap on it. It's not like something that we can just, we ruined it. Let's just move to another planet. That's not happening. That only happens in the movie WALL-E. So we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.